This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Tuesday, August 5th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. Good morning, I'm Jeff Alley. Here's today's headlines. Medfly success, boosting California cut flowers. EU suspends tariff retaliation, and Trump plans more tariffs on India. Medfly eradicated in Alameda County. CDFA has officially lifted the quarantine on the Mediterranean fruit fly in Alameda County. The pest was first detected in Fremont and Newark in the summer of 2024, prompting state-led eradication campaign involving sterile insect releases, fruit removal, bait spraying, and increased trapping. CDFA Secretary Karen Ross credited Alameda County residents and agriculture officials for their cooperation, saying, "Working together, we rid California of this invasive species." The quarantine included restrictions on moving homegrown produce and required residents to allow access for treatment and for trapping. The medfly is capable of infesting more than 250 types of fruits and vegetables and poses a significant economic threat to California agriculture. Alameda County's swift response marks another successful chapter in the state's long history of eradicating exotic fruit flies. Officials continue to remind the public to follow Don't Pack a Pest guidelines to prevent future infestations. Cut Flower Caucus seeks to boost U.S. industry. The Congressional Cut Flower Caucus has introduced the bipartisan Don Young American Grown Act to strengthen the U.S. cut flower and foliage industry, led by California Representative Salud Carbajal and Jimmy Panetta and Republican Doug LaMalfa, among others. The bill would require that flowers and greenery displayed in the White House, the Department of Defense, and State Department be grown in the U.S., its territories, or the District of Columbia. A companion resolution also designates July as American Grown Flower and Foliage Month, aiming to raise awareness of domestic growers and honor the legacy of the late Congressman Don Young, a longtime champion of the sector. Carbajal noted that California accounts for nearly 75% of U.S. grown flowers and said the bill would support local farms, create jobs, and promote sustainable production practices. A Senate version is led by GOP Senator Dan Sullivan of Arkansas. In the meantime, a new resolution designates this week as National Farmers Market Week, introduced by California Senator Alex Padilla. The resolution recognizes the vital role farmers markets play in supporting local economies, increasing access to healthy food, and connecting rural producers with urban communities. The measure highlights that farmers markets generate $1.7 billion in income in 2020, and have grown from 1,755 markets in 1994 to more than 8,700 today. Lawmakers praise the markets for promoting sustainability, small farms, and community health. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak West after this.
When you work with Rabo AgriFinance, you get the global knowledge and financial strength of one of the world's largest and most innovative food and ag lenders. Tools essential to realizing your aspirations. Discover how an unmatched network of local and sector experts can help you confront agriculture's challenges and seize the opportunities that lie ahead. Learn more and contact us at www.raboag.com. Creating value, connecting vision. Rabo AgriFinance.
Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak West. European Union suspends planned tariff retaliation. The European Union has suspended its planned countermeasures against the U.S. for 6 months following the recent U.S.-EU tariff agreement. A spokesperson for the European Commission told AgriPulse in an email yesterday that the bloc had delayed its planned countermeasures, the first of which was set to go into effect on Thursday. The new agreement restores stability and predictability for citizens and businesses on both sides of the Atlantic, Commission trade spokesperson Olaf Gill told AgriPulse. It secures continued access for EU exports to the market, preserves deeply integrated transatlantic value chains, effectively safeguards millions of jobs, and provides the basis for continued strategic cooperation between the EU and the U.S. Now, while no text from the agreement has been published as yet, Gill said that both sides are working to finalize a joint statement. Why it matters? Well, the announcement offers a reprieve for U.S. ag. A slate of farm products had been set for new tariffs from Thursday, with subsequent waves of tariffs due for soybeans, almonds, and more than $7 billion of U.S. ag exports. Trump planning further tariff hikes on India. President Donald Trump said India will soon face another tariff hike just days after he announced new 25% duties on the country. Last week, the president unveiled India's new tariff rate of 25% under the so-called reciprocal tariff plan. However, he said at the time that the country would face an additional penalty over its continued purchase of Russian products. Yesterday, the president reiterated his threat. India is not only buying massive amounts of Russian oil, they are then, for much of the oil purchased, selling it on the open market for big profits, Trump wrote in his Truth Social platform. Because of this, I will be substantially raising the tariff paid by India to the United States. Take note, Trump last week said that Russia has until Friday to broker a ceasefire in Ukraine, or he'd start imposing tariffs. Lawmakers worry about effects of proposed rail merger. Two senators say that if approved, a proposed rail merger between Union Pacific and Norfolk Southern could reduce competitive options, raise costs, and create service challenges for shippers. In a letter to the Surface Transportation Board, Senators Tammy Baldwin of Wisconsin, Roger Marshall of Kansas, warning that merger, quote, has the potential to trigger additional industry consolidation, while also citing reports that BNSF Railway and CSX are also examining a potential deal. In recent years, we have heard from too many U.S. manufacturers, utility companies, agricultural producers, and small businesses experiencing service and reliability problems while paying excessive rates, the letter says. The railroad industry has proven to be more concerned with increasing their rates and profits rather than improving their service. Now, take note, in a response letter, the board's members told the two lawmakers they would evaluate the evidence and argument and consider whether the transaction serves the public interest when considering the merger application. Democrat bills would prevent RIFs at Forest Service, Interior, and Energy. Bipartisan legislation introduced in the House and Senate would place an immediate moratorium on the reductions in force at the Interior and Energy Departments, as well as the Forest Service. Three bills introduced by Democrats, including Senator Amy Klobuchar of Minnesota, ranking member on the Senate Ag Committee, and Representative Jared Huffman of California, ranking member of the House Natural Resources Committee. The moratorium would be imposed, quote, so employees are protected while Congress conducts oversight and evaluates long-term workforce needs, the lawmakers' press release says. Well, here's today's final word. For every dollar we've been given by the governor and the legislature in a special session funding, we've returned more than $33,600. That California Attorney General Rob Bonta declaring yesterday that $5 million in legal expenses against the Trump administration has resulted in more than $168 billion in federal funding remaining for the state. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Tuesday, August 5th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Jeff Allen.